Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. Time to say, the modern man, evolutionary betrayer. Modern man, ecosystem destroyer. Catherine Coleman Johnson was born August 26, 1918, in White Sulphur Springs, Greenbrier County, in West Virginia. Catherine is the daughter of Joshua and Joylette Coleman. She was the youngest of four children, and her father was a lumberman, a farmer, and a handyman, and her mom was a teacher. Back then, Greenbrier County didn't offer public schooling for African-American kids past the eighth grade. Catherine, at a very early age, showed an incredible talent for math. So her parents arranged for all of their kids to attend high school at Institute in West Virginia. The school was on the campus of the West Virginia State College, and Johnson was admitted when she was only 10 years old. Catherine then graduated from high school at 14 years old and entered West Virginia State College. It's now West Virginia State University. Catherine took every math class she could possibly take at the college. A lot of her professors took Catherine under their wings, including chemist and mathematician Angie King and W.W. Shefflin Claytor, the third African-American to receive a Ph.D. in math. Claytor even added new math classes just for Catherine. So she graduated summa cum laude in 1937 with degrees in mathematics and French, all by the age of 18. She ended up taking on a teaching job at a black public school in Virginia because, you know, America in the 30s and 40s, right? Way to go, racist America. Catherine was the first African-American woman to attend graduate school at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. She became one of three African-American students and the only female selected to integrate the graduate school after the United States Supreme Court ruling of Missouri Gaines versus Canada in 1938. The court had ruled that states that provided higher education to white students also had to provide it to black students to be satisfied either by establishing black colleges and universities or by admitting black students to previously white-only universities. Catherine Johnson decided on a career as a research mathematician, and this was not a good time in American history for an African-American lady to go into research math. The first jobs she found were in teaching, but it wasn't until 1952 that somebody she knew mentioned the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics and that they were hiring mathematicians. This is the agency that became NASA. At the Langley Memorial Aeronautic Laboratory, based in Hampton, Virginia, near Langley Field, NACA, as I'm going to call it, hired African-American mathematicians, as well as whites, for their guidance and navigation department. Johnson was offered a job in 1953, and she accepted and became part of the very early NASA team. In 1953, she had spent years as a teacher and as a stay-at-home mom. Catherine Johnson found the perfect place to put her extraordinary math skills to work. As a mathematician and a physicist, Catherine Johnson made contributions to the United States Aeronautics and Space Programs and conducted technical work at NASA that spanned decades. During this time, she calculated the trajectories, the launch windows, and the emergency backup return paths for an awful lot of the flights from Project Mercury, including the early NASA missions of John Glenn and Alan Shepard. From Apollo 11's flight to the moon all the way through to the space shuttle program, Catherine Johnson's calculations were critical to the success of the missions of NASA. She also performed calculations for plans for a mission to Mars that Republicans fucked up with lack of funding and the end of the Cold War. Sorry, that was sort of an editorial note there. There's a lot more information about Catherine's life and career in the new movie, Hidden Figures, now out on DVD. Catherine Johnson is a mother, a wife, a physicist, and a mathematician of legendary proportions. She was key to getting America into space and getting the astronauts back on the ground again. She fought and survived in some of the most violent, backwards, dipshitty times in America's modern racist history. And last week, she celebrated her 99th birthday. Catherine Johnson is a shining example of exactly why I do this dumbass little program. With all the weird that we face in the world today, with the return of the Nazis, I think it's important to remember people like Katherine Johnson, who joined an agency like NACA, which had originally started in World War II as a way to do that particular kind of math that we need in war. And that math was given to women and African-American women to handle. When you cover the life and times of someone as extraordinary as Katherine Johnson, and you see that most of America failed to put the two and two together, math joke, that intelligence and talent knows no gender and knows no skin color, you have to wonder how we've managed to make it this far without completely killing ourselves. Admittedly, it seems like we're doing our best to get there now. Katherine Johnson, introduced this week on Mansplaining. For you, gents, remember, until we talk next week, no means no, and my eyes are up here.